We are actually kind of the middleman between either the customers or the retailers and the distributors for all the beverage containers with the deposit. Our job is to make sure that the branded cans get back to the correct distributors so they get reimbursed the nickel that they collected when they sold the container in the first place. It's probably not as commonly known as it should be that the distributors actually reimburse us 6 cents for every container instead of five. Back in 35 years ago when they passed the law, that was the incentive for either the retailers to do the work to sort the stuff back out, or have a sheltered workshop or a privateer like myself come in and say, hey, I can make money at doing this. That penny has been that same penny for that 35 years, and we're always looking for a raise. So what we've advocated for a long time is an increase in the handling fee to keep up with the overhead and the costs that are ever increasing. We've also tried to talk about expansion. The original bottle bill, when it was written, focuses mainly on carbonated beverages and alcoholic beverages because that's what the containers were 35 years ago. We didn't have bottled water. We didn't have iced teas. We didn't have lemonades. We didn't have sport drinks. And what's to be recycled, what's to be deposited is becoming more and more of a problem because there are so many of these beverages out there now. It would alleviate, eliminate a lot of the confusion. It would also increase the volume of containers coming in, giving us an opportunity to grow our business. The danger there is if we can't make a lot of money at doing it at a penny, more business coming in at little profit doesn't do a lot for us. So that's why we're also advocating for a handling fee increase as well. We call this the Nickel Tour. We've got half a dozen, 16 people on the line. The bags are getting dumped in the front end of the hopper as it's coming down the line. We're picking off the different distributors other than Pepsi. Pepsi's our biggest distributor, so what we do is we let their cans stay on the line to the very end, so the boxes are filling themselves as they're coming off the end. We start them out with the easy stuff, the Pepsis and the Mountain Dews and that, but as they're here longer, they get an eye for it. And start learning some of the nuances or some of the lesser-known brands and who distributes them. The cans are usually, they go back to a smelter and they're made into sheet stock that end up going back to someplace that's making cans and lids for the distributors. I think I've heard the turnaround on that can coming through the system is even less than 30 days. I mean, that's how fast they can crank it through. If I could tell people one thing, clean and rinse your cans. Most people do a really good job, but it's a challenging environment when you got to deal with beer spit and chew spit and bottles that aren't completely empty, and so it gets gummy and it gets gross, and so we like empty, clean containers.